message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor, say, welcome to excellent living. Hallelujah. I can see the excellence of God upon the life of each and every one of us. And I know that God is going to bless you tremendously tonight in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the name of the living God, the one and only God who has given you and I the grace to be here tonight. Can we celebrate this awesome God that we have? Thank Him for His love towards us. I count it as a privilege that you and I are here tonight. Father, we thank you. Also, I want you to celebrate my father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission, for this great opportunity. Father, we say thank you, sir, for being there for us. We thank you so much for your love and for your kindness. And we pray that the Lord will bless you more and more, sir, in the name of Jesus. Join me as we celebrate Mama also, a woman that has supported our father so much. And she's still supporting and she will continue to do so. We thank you so much, Ma. We pray that the Lord will continually bless you in the name of Jesus. I celebrate and I appreciate all the pastors, ministers, and every one of us. I pray that the Lord bless you all in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are continuing on our Excellent Living series, part 2. How many of us were blessed last week? How many of us, you were truly blessed last week? Can I see your hands up? Hallelujah. I tell you, if you are not here last week, please get the tape. Get the CD. Get it. I don't know how to describe it. But I tell you, the effect of that teaching is still happening in my own life. I'm still feeling it, and I know I will continue to feel it. You know, the teaching was so deep, and I was so blessed. And tonight, I know that God is going to bless us also. But please, for you to understand the teaching tonight, you need to get the CD of last week. So please, get a copy. Get a copy. Turn to your neighbor, say, get a copy. Maybe there's somebody you want the person to improve. Maybe your wife, your husband, your brother, your sister. Get a copy for them as well. Hallelujah. Last week, we started a series on excellence. Leave it. And we look at ways to excellent living. How we can assess excellent living. And I want you to know that excellence surpasses others in good quality. When something surpasses others in good quality, that thing is called excellence. It is a major factor to standing out in life. Papa made us to know that for you to stand out in life, you have to be a man of excellence. Praise the Lord. And you know the forest, the man is always seeking improvement. He also made us to know that man is always seeking improvement in life and in destiny. And he went on to talk about the facts about excellence. The facts about excellence. And tonight I want you to know that the facts about excellence are real. Turn to your neighbor and say they are real. Excellence makes you to be relevant and recognized. That's one of the facts. You know, facts are things that cannot be disproved. When something is established that you cannot disprove it, you said it's a fact. Every excellent product is a sellable product. I used to have a boss that taught me this. He used to say one funny thing. A very big man used to say, better product, they sell himself. Better product, they do what? They sell himself. That is, if the product is excellent, to market it is easy. He also went on to say that excellence makes you a valuable person. You become valuable. Your value increases as your excellence increases. Hallelujah. The higher the excellence of anything, the higher the value. And he also talked about excellence changes your level and status. Changes your level and status. And he also said that excellence is about continuous improvement of standard. Praise the Lord. And he went on to talk about the relevancy of excellence. How is it relevant to us? Number one is it makes you to be an asset, not a concern. An asset, not a concern. You become an asset, not a concern. You become dependable. Number two, you are dependable. An excellent car is a dependable car. An excellent product is a dependable product. An excellent equipment is a dependable equipment. Praise the Lord. You become a problem solver. You become what? A problem solver. That's another way to excellent living. You become a problem solver, not a problem. You will never be a problem in the name of Jesus. And also to live excellence, you have to learn to go extra mile. That's number four. You go extra mile. You go extra mile. You do a little more. You had a little more. Praise the Lord. We'll continue in that series by continuing to look at ways to excellent living, number five. Way to excellent living, number five, is be responsible. Say, be responsible. Be responsible. You see, responsibility is accepting what is bestowed upon you and doing it aright. When a duty is bestowed upon you, accepting the responsibility makes you to become an excellent person. Always accept the call to duty. Never accept a reason why something will not be done. One of the things that I've learned from my father in the Lord is to be responsible. He has taught me to be responsible more. To be responsible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, when you are responsible, you are valuable. Praise the Lord. An irresponsible someone is a valueless someone. A person that is not responsible is a value. The person has no value. There's no value for such individual. And that is why when you look at an organization, there is somebody that is sitting in the office, maybe 10th floor, and there's another person that is in the sun working in the same organization. And the question is, someone is sweating, someone is in AC. And you always ask yourself, why is the person in AC collecting more money, being paid more than the person that is in the sun? It is not about the sweat. It is about the responsibility. Someone is carrying a higher responsibility. The man sweating is a responsibility of the man in the AC. The man sweating outside can never be, the man in the AC can never be the responsibility of the man outside. The man sweating outside, digging, the one inside, that person is his responsibility. So, obviously, the more responsibility you carry, the more your value, the more blessing you carry. And it's amazing, a lot of people choose not to understand how to accept responsibility. Don't look at why something will not be done. Recently, I was talking to someone, one of our beloved brothers here, and we needed to fix something. And as I mentioned it to him, he told me, "Sir, it is not possible." I said, "Why?" And he gave me 1, 2, 3, some reasons why it will not be possible. I said, "Look at me, it is possible." He said, "No, it cannot be possible. This. I said, "Look, it is possible." He said, "No, it is possible." Then I said, "Will you allow me to also explain why I know it is possible?" So I explained, "Even if we do it like that, it will still be like this." I said, "Let's do it first." And having done it, he came back and said, "Sir, the thing is working, the thing is nice." I said, "Yeah, that is it." Accept the responsibility, increase your value. And can I tell you this? Accepting responsibility also increase your knowledge. Your knowledge base increase as your responsibility increases. As you increase in responsibility, your knowledge base also increases. And when your knowledge base increases, your ability to assess wealth and increase also increase. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where you can't find a way, make a way. Where there is no way, make a way.
Never come to a point in life where you accept any excuse why something is not working or why something cannot work. Don't accept it. Always look for way why it can work. Those who will not accept responsibility will die as liability. Those who will not accept responsibility will die as liability. Liability are people that are burdens to others. May you never be a burden to others in the name of Jesus. You see, when you dodge responsibility, you end up being a liability. May you never be a liability in the name of Jesus. And then there's a story of a man in the book of John chapter 5 that was at the pool of Bethesda. This man has been there for 38 years. And he kept saying he was there, he was not getting healed. The question is, if you are in a place for 38 years, you are not getting healed, why don't you change your position? But you know why he will not change his position? Because he never accepted responsibility. Even when Jesus met him and spoke to him, he still did not accept. John chapter 5 verse 5. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there in that condition a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" That is the question. But because he's a man that is always dodging responsibility, he never accepts responsibility for himself. He said, "Well, sir, I have no man." He's always depending on someone. That when the water is troubled, to put me in the pool. Because at a particular period of the year, an angel of the Lord come into the pool and steer the pool, and whosoever jump inside first, get ill. If I were the man, crawl, near the pool. Let's say this is the pool. This is the pool. I will just jump and stay where this fly is. I will just stay there perpetually. As soon as the angel try to come, I will just roll. Body, soul, everything, boom, inside. That's all. Angels will meet me inside. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's simple as ABC. If he cannot do that, year one, time the time that the angel will come. Year two, time the time. Year three, after some years, you will understand that at certain period, by this period, it is most likely the angel will come. So you go and stay at that time. And jump inside. If it is head first, leg first, whichever one, just be inside. That is responsibility. But this man refuses. But thank God for Jesus and for the grace of God that found him. And if you read the story down, you will understand that this man is a man that did not like responsibility at all. If you read the story further down, but I will not go to that tonight. He was waiting for someone to carry him through, even though he's alive. And that is how some people behave. They are alive, they keep waiting for somebody to come and help them. Somebody is looking for a job. Has been looking for a job for more than 10 years. Has just been managing here and there. 10 years. And suddenly somebody said, "I can assist you to get a job." And having this gospel, the person, what do you expect? The person looking for a job should be the one that will be chasing after the one that said, "I can assist you." But the person will not bother. It is lack of accepting responsibility. Praise the Lord. And you know, this is one of the things that I don't like about the African culture. The African culture makes us to live a life of irresponsibility. Why? Because my uncle will help me. My brother will help me. My sisters will help me. My brother's friend somewhere will help me. And because of that, a whole lot of us hide our life away. Praise the Lord. But in some other clime, the family tie is not so strong like that. It's good, there's nothing bad in strong family ties. But I tell you, this has worked on our mind and conditioned our mind to the point that we now depend and place our life at the mercy of another, not taking responsibility. David was able to rise up to where he rose up because he was a man of responsibility. While his brothers were at home enjoying, he was busy keeping the sheep, and God chose him because he was responsible. 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 11. And Samuel said to Jesse, "Is this all the young men? Is this all your son?" Then he said, "No, there remaineth one yet." 1 Samuel 16:11. "There remaineth yet one, the younger one, that is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said unto him, "Send forth and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither." The brothers were busy playing at home. The guy was busy tending the sheep. God don't give opportunities. God don't elevate people that don't have responsibility. If you are seeking a higher position, seek for higher responsibility. If you are seeking to increase your value in your organization, seek for more responsibility. I'm a living witness of that. Seek for more responsibility. The more your responsibility, the higher you go. And can I tell you this? It will not kill you. It will only bless you. Number six, be diligent. Number six, be diligent. Diligence is a major part of excellence. Anywhere you see excellence, you must see the brother, the friend, the sister called diligence. You cannot see a man of excellence that is not diligent. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. The Bible says, "Do you see a man that is diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, and he will not stand before what? Mean men." Mean men means he will not stand before ordinary people. Do you see a man that is prompt in his business? Do you see a man that gives attention to details? Papa spoke about that last week. Attention to details. People that give attention to details are people that are scarce. Sincerely, are very scarce. And our beloved Papa is one. At least I know one. He's one. You know, when you enter somewhere and you think you have checked everything, everything is perfect. When Papa enters, 2 minutes. I always ask myself, why don't I see those things? Why can't I see? Sometimes I do feel bad, to be candid with you. Why didn't I see this? Yeah, I supposed to have seen this. Sometimes I'm happy. Why? Because I'm learning. Praise the Lord. Diligence is what makes you to pick those things. When you are diligent, your value increases. You need to delete laziness completely from your life. Don't think you are the only one that is working. Others are working also. I used to know two young boys. One used to think that the others are not working. So when you send him, he will quickly do. When you send him, he will do. By the time you send the fourth one, he says, "Mommy, what about this person?" They always tell him that, look, don't think that others are not working. Because what they are doing, you may not be able to do it. Because the person that you think is not doing, it may be the one packing chicken poo-poo. Praise the Lord. So, don't think so. Be diligent in your own assignment. Don't assume that others are lazy, so I must also be lazy. I must just be lazy around. No. Be diligent. Turn to your neighbor and say, be diligent. Don't wake up sleepy. You know, some people wake up, takes them like 30 minutes to boot. Adult, not baby, so. Adult. You don't know. You don't know. Oh, seriously. Adult. I've called somebody in the morning before and said, You mean I said, Eshenji? He said, yes, yes, Mushenji. And adult. Adult. A member of this church. Yeah. A member of this church. Yeah, I'm serious. Adult. Graduate, fa. Graduate. I won't tell you the time. But it's not 6 a.m. And it's also not 7 a.m. I'm telling you. And he's just waking up. And the first thing I asked, did you work through the night? Because it's possible the person worked through the night. Said no. Did you, what did you do? What happened yesterday? Nothing really significant. I told him straight. I said, you can't be like this and make a headway. The thing I wanted to ask, I forgot. Because I was hot with him. I told him, I said, look, this way you can't move forward. Don't allow Elohim's spirit to keep you a star. You are a star. Don't let Elohim's spirit cloud your star with laziness. There is no spirit that is Elohim's spirit. It is the mindset. It's a mindset. My first time of going to market, when I arrived in Lorin, I called my wife. I said, can you imagine? Want to show ya? I'm telling you, 9 a.m. I called. I said, can you imagine? Want to show ya? What? It's the mindset. Get out of the mindset. That's why the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewal of your. And that is what this series is doing, to recreate the excellence mindset in us. Hallelujah. Our mind must tend towards excellence. That when people see, they say, you are from Impact House. Yes, I'm from that. No wonder. That is it. And that should be what who we have. I tell you, as a student, be diligent. I tell you, no lecturer, no matter what the lecturer carry, will be able to mark you down. They would rather mark you up. Praise the Lord. Deploy the energy that God has given you to the full level so that you can attain full achievement of your destiny. If you accomplish your destiny, you will be happy. And if you must accomplish your destiny, you must be diligent. Your destiny will not wait for you on the sleeping bed. You have to wake up. I want you to know that it is input that determines the output. It is input that determines the outcome. And nothing is glorious until someone gets serious. Whatever your hand finds, do it. The Bible said, do it what? Do it with all your what? All your what? All your might. That is everything in you. Do it well. Number 7 is be service oriented. Be service oriented. Praise the Lord. Be service what? Oriented. Be service oriented. Excellent people are service oriented people. What do we mean by that? Be someone that is ready to offer value, to offer service, good quality service. I've been a quality auditor for more than 2 decades now. And I tell you, one of the things that we look out for when we are hot, you know, when you are auditing, is service. If I want to audit the quality of this flower, I'm not just going to check the flower vase and everything. I will check the person that make the flower vase. I will check the environment where the flower vase is made. I will check the procedure with which the flower vase is made. So, but during quality check, the moment the person, when we want to do quality, the first is to talk with the people, interact with the people. When our guest comes to audit us, the first thing they do is to talk with us, interact with us. They will sit down, they will ask you questions. Like, if you are flowing, you are the type that is service oriented, they know already. The other audit will be very easy. But the moment they ask this question, you are scratching your head. They ask that one, you are scratching your bum bum. They ask the next one, you are scratching your back. I tell you, when they go out to check other things, it will be hot for you. And one thing I've realized is this. People that are service-oriented always scale through easily. So, if you are a service-oriented person, you are an excellent-oriented person. These are people that are not bossy. They don't want to be oga. They want to serve. And if you desire to be excellent, don't seek status, but seek service. Don't seek status, seek service. There's a man in this same city who has excelled so much in his chosen field. A billionaire. Very rich. Very, very rich man. Well, the first day I met him, I almost not believed that he's the one. I asked the person that took me to him, sincerely, it baffles me. Service oriented to the core. Ready to meet the demand of the man buying 1 million. Ready to meet the demand of the one buying 1,000 naira. That is service. Don't say, it is only people that are buying 10 million that we attend to. No. The person buying 1 million may be connected to the man that will buy 100 million. And the one buying 10 million may just be only himself. So if you look at them and say, this one is buying 10 million, this one is buying 1,000. So 1,000 man, Lord Joko, let me attend to this person. The tendency is there to do that. Fine, good. But you may not know that this person can connect you to the one that will buy 100 million. So in everything we do, we must be service-oriented in our work with God. In everything we do, anywhere you find yourself, function as a manager. And you will not remain a messenger. A manager is someone that manages resources perfectly. Every resource at his disposal is the one that manages it well. Not the other kind of manager that we always talk about in Nigeria. Let's manage this. We'll get to that. Not that one. Praise the Lord. Decide to do what others don't like to do. Be a value-adding person. Sometimes you go to some places to buy things, and the way they attend to you will make you to come back again. How many of us have witnessed such? Sincerely. In fact, you want to buy just one thing. I visited one pharmacy with someone from not a Nigerian, someone from outside the country. And as we enter into the pharmacy store, the lady that attended to us was so sweet. She was just smiling. She was just, the way she was. So I didn't know the other man was noticing. And when we left, he said, Mike, this is the best service person I've met in Nigeria. Best service, best. I said, yes. And we actually bought more than what we planned to buy. Because she was, why don't you try this? No, if this, do this. She was all over. How do you feel? What is this? What is that? You, full of energy. Ready to serve. And can I tell you this? She was the manager of the place. Well, at the door, there's another person that opened the door for us. Not even good morning. Are you an usher? Usher well. Are you a tailor? Tailor well. Are you a teacher? Teach well. If you are a bricklayer, lay the brick perfect. Don't lay brick and the thing will be like this. Let it be perfect. Hallelujah. Run errands. Bring satisfaction. Bring joy. Be available to meet needs. And you will be available for success. Success will be available for you. You will succeed when you are the one that is ready to meet needs. How many of us know that if you have two servants and one is always ready to meet your need and the other one is like, oga, efumilowo osumi. When it is time for you to bless, you will bless the one that is always ready. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 20 verse 27, says, and whosoever desire to be first among you, let him be your slave, let him be your servant. Serve first. Number 8, shun mediocrity. I'm going to dwell a little bit on this because this is a major problem in this part of the world. Mediocrity. It's a major problem in this part of the world. Mediocrity. In any task you are doing, give out your best. Don't be a mediocre. Run away from mediocrity and embrace excellence in your work and in your assignment. Mediocrity is doing something average, below average. And you know, we have this mentality, especially in this part of the world. Let's just manage it. Praise the Lord. I've met people that there is nothing you tell them. They always believe that they can't go beyond a particular level. It's mediocrity. Praise the Lord. Be known to do your task with accuracy, with speed, with promptness, and with perfection. Don't walk as someone that is under force, as if they are forcing you to do it. The Bible says, whatsoever your hands find it to do, do it with all your mind. Let it be done perfectly. Some people, it's mediocrity that will make a bricklayer want to set block. You know you should tie the line. They will tell you, tie the line. But you say, I don't need to tie the line. Why? Because he will just want to do the thing, collect his money and go. Then he will do it. One did that with me and he bit his finger because I punished him severely. Yeah, I made him remove the whole stretch of block and I did that. We calculated each block. Calculated each block. Cement, sand, calculated everything. I said, we share the money. You pay this, I pay this. After that, his brain came down and he corrected himself. You sew a cloth, the person wear it, the thing is like this. Mediocrity. Say, ever a manager. Ever a manager. What are you managing? If you want to manage, manage it well. You know, ever a manager is a mentality of the poor. It's a mediocrity. I always tell my wife, I always tell her, look, don't think people will understand you when you say this. Say, don't you? They will not. I learned that from Papa. I also used to do that. I also used to do it. I just said, I will come back and ask, and you discover that the person did not understand what you are saying because his mind is conditioned below standard, below excellence. So if you demand excellence, you must put excellence in them. Monitor to the last step. You want the thing to move, monitor, then come and check tape and measure. Most people that work with me, I mean, people that are technicians and all that, they find me difficult. Sincerely, difficult. Why? Because I'm trying to improve myself and improve them also. Don't let mediocrity keep you under. Don't waste time when you are doing your work. Don't waste resources. Have a perfect mindset. Let it be, this thing must be perfect. This thing must be right. It is in here that you know that something can kill. Then you say, let's manage it. It's in Nigeria, I know that people manage their part for aircraft. Aircraft. Manage spare parts for aircraft. Then you enter some aircraft, the AC will stop working. While you are 33,000 feet, the thing is not working. Then everybody is sweating. And they put pressure, pressurized cabin. Not minding the health of people. It's only in this country. It's only in this country that they will change flights from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., from 9 a.m. to 11, from 11 to 1, 1 to 4. And there will be no apology. And when you react, they'll say, calm down. We will soon get there. It's a mediocre attitude. Sincerely. People will tell me, see, let me tell you this. You know, it's a mediocre attitude that makes people to shit people. Yeah. Want to go and buy fuel. Somebody wants to buy 500 naira fuel or 1,000 naira fuel. That should tell you that this person doesn't have much money. Then the fuel attendant will still want to take 100 naira. It's a mediocre attitude. The person will not come back. One day a lady did it to me. I drove back. I just remember, this girl overbought me. I drove back. Then I packed. I said, come. I said, how much did you put? I said, Timbagbo. What did you put? He said, Kotera. I know. I said, what did you put? I know what you put. Let me tell you, I know. And I told her. And she was shaking. She said, Emma Binu. I said, Ele Unshoro, Emma Binu. Takwik. Put the rest. Want to go and buy it for somewhere. My wife gave my son. And the guy, me, I know volume. I've calculated the volume. She has not used that particular bottle before to buy. Me, I've got. So where she was, I said, put so amount. He said, show my bag. I said, perfect, oh my God. So we bought it the first day. Perfect. The second day, send the son to go and buy. Then the boy came back after. My wife said, eh? Kilele. My friend, return it. And the boy was wondering. I said, Kilo Shele. I won't go. Don't. I said, just go. Go and meet the man. Then you got there. The man was saying, I just got down. Calmly went to him. I said, sir, this is not what we paid for. So make up. And I went back. The guy did not argue. He said, pour and put the right thing. It's a mediocre attitude that makes you want to shit in exam hall. It's a mediocre attitude. You are below yourself. When you have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the all-knowing God that can give wisdom, that can give knowledge. It's a mediocre attitude that makes a lady to below herself so much and she sells herself so cheap. It's a mediocre attitude. Just shawarma. And somebody is showering the woman anyhow. Just shawarma. Just that you eat max in your system. Max 6 hours. And I tell you, most of the things that we eat, our body only take about 30%. If you have a super body that takes so much, you take like 40%. The rest, waste. It's not even going to go to where we can use it for manure to plant. It's just going to be in a... I don't want to mention that. Hallelujah. It's a mediocre mentality. It's a mentality that we need to remove. It's a mediocre mentality. That will make people, lately I've come to, it's so difficult to do anything without supervising people. So difficult. It's so difficult. Mechanic, to do something, you have to be there. It's a mediocre attitude that makes people not want to. And when you don't do it well, the person does not come back. Praise the Lord. Number 9. Be teachable and correctable. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Verse 4. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto what? Fables. Fables is falsehood. Fables are stories that are not real. Falsehoods. People prefer falsehood than to enjoy sound doctrine, teachable spirit. I tell you, you cannot attain to excellence if you don't have a teachable spirit. You must be a man that is teachable. You must be a woman that is teachable. You must be somebody that is correctable. Thank God we have medical doctors in our midst. Doctors learn practically by 3 ways. They study, they teach, they observe, and they practice. They observe as the chief surgeon is cutting the thing. It's different from what you read in the book, Abi, Ma. Is it not different? Very different. Very different. What you see in the book is not as real as what you see. So if While they are the man says, cut this way. Say, Oga, can I cut it this way? I want to cut it this way. The person will die. It's only in Africa that such things happen anyway. That somebody will make error on because on our and then they just go. But that aside, if you want to learn, you must be teachable. If you want to experience excellence, you must be teachable. You must be correctable. No matter your height, somebody must be able to correct you. And you must accept the correction. See, the person that doesn't accept correction is telling every other person, I know more than everybody. And you cannot know more than everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to end up as an excellent person, learn to listen to correction, especially from your superiors, your teachers, your elders, your pastors, your parents. Listen to their corrections. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22, says, without counsel, plan go astray. But in the multitude of counsel, there is what? There is establishment. In the multitude of counselors, there was the establishment. That is, when you are taught, you will get the thing done faster and easier. Let me use an example. If Demola is to prepare certain things, let's say, is to prepare just some paint, and I'm the one teaching him, and I've taught him, and he accepted my teaching very well. Made mistake, I corrected him. He made mistake, I corrected him. Then he perfected it. And he decided to go and paint somewhere. And the paint is so nice. And people are asking, who painted this? Would they say it? Me. Will anybody mention me? Eh? Who would they mention? Eh? Simple. Is it one? If the paint is upside down also, would they mention me? Who would they mention? When someone is teaching you, just follow the teaching. Especially from a godly counsel. Godly counsel. Learn to receive advice from people who are ahead of you. You want to do a business? Go and meet with people who have done the business before. Ask them, how do you do it? How will you do it? Sometimes ago, somebody called me very early in the morning, after morning devotion with my family. And he said, sir, someone who has worked with me many years ago, can you supply us this? I said, yes. Even though I've never supplied that before. That wasn't my field. But I shall say yes. Immediately, I dropped the call. I told my wife, they said, hundreds of tons, so. I said, they said I should supply this and this. I said, yes. Immediately, I remember somebody who is well known in this town who does that thing. So I called her. I said, Mommy, Ekaro, Ekpelema, please, ma, I want to know about this and this and this. And she said, oh, I can guide you. Come, this. And when she finished telling me, I know I can't do that business. I told the guy, I said, I'm sorry, I can't. If I've tried on my own, I'll borrow money and I'll be in debt. I just can't. Because there are certain things the woman told me that I cannot do. I can't do it. I cannot do it. And you have to do it for you to pass. I can't do it. I can't do this. It's not possible. My wife said, I have one money. I said, go need. I can't do it. But if I did not take counsel, I didn't heed to the advice of the woman, I would jump into it and I would jump into fire. So we must understand that advice guides. Can I tell you this? Someone who has done something for 37 years, and you that you are coming behind, if you can stay to learn, I tell you, you will learn what he has in 30 years in 1 year. That was a counsel a pastor of mine gave to me when I got a particular job and my boss was putting so much fire on me. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to resign this job. Baba, if I pay me, The fire is too much. So I told my pastor, I said, sir, I'm coming back to Lagos. He said, why? I said, this, I've been listening. I've forgotten that I've also told him much earlier when I visited Lagos that my boss is so good. The man is knowledgeable when I just joined. He's, as in, the man knows the thing. And this man has worked in his own country. He's a foreigner. As at that time, for over 27 years, or thereabout, I can't remember very well. I told my pastor that. So when I came back, and I said, sir, I want to resign. Sincerely, a selfish pastor would say, resign, because I was functioning in the church. I was doing what NG was doing that time. And I was also in the prayer team, praying very well. My wife was evangelism. We are doing very well. They said, oh, yeah, come back. My wife is still there in Lagos. I was somewhere in the north. But the man said, no. He said, you told me sometimes ago that this man knows this. I said, yes. He said, do you want to know those things? Of course, I want to know it. He said, stay with him. Make sure you learn all that he knows in, I think, 30 years or thereabout. Know it in 1 year, and you will excel. What do I need to do? I humbly, like the dog that it just flogged, put my tail, went back, and submitted to this man for 4 years more. Oh, what is 4 years? 5 more years. And by the second year of my tutelage under this man, I became an authority in that particular field. To the point that the man will even consult me at a point. But I tell you, it was not easy. It was not easy. Everybody will go for a break. He will say, no break for me. Everybody will close at 1 p.m. on Saturday. I will close at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Everybody will go to church on Sunday. And from church, go back home. From church, I go to work. No overtime. But I tell you, that made me to become excellent in that particular chosen field. I will ever be grateful to my pastor for telling me that. Because that has helped me a lot. This man will put fire so much. I'll come in the morning. I'll come with food. My wife will give me lunch. I'll forget that I have food to eat. As in, you have lunch. You forget lunch. Not that you are fasting. This is real. I'll forget lunch. So when it's 4, when I remember, I say, yeah, if I take this food home, my wife will be angry. So I'll call the boys with me because I can't eat again. Because if I eat, I won't be able to eat the one she has prepared in the evening. So my boys will share it. That's the tell you the intensity of the fire. But I tell you, the fire brought out the gold. Praise the Lord. It is only the arrogant and the proud that will not be correctable and be teachable. Humble yourself. Submit yourself. Submit yourself. Lay low. Learn. Husband, your wife corrects you. Accept it. Wife, your husband corrects you. Accept it. Sometimes what you don't see, they may see it. Especially women. Women see things that we don't see. What we don't see, they see. And when they see, just accept it and move on. Praise the Lord. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Quickly, counsel. Number one, always be excellent in your tasks. Let excellence be your mindset. Number two, put in the best in your work and careers. Put in the best in your work and in your career. And number three, distinguish yourself by praying to God to help you. Always pray to God to help you. And as you do this, the Lord God Almighty will give you the grace for excellence in the name of Jesus. Excellence don't jump on people, and nobody is born with excellence. I will end with this. Excellence don't jump on people, and no man is born with excellence. You build and develop excellence. You build and develop excellence. You build and develop excellence. You grow into excellence by seeking and nourishing yourself with things that will make you to grow into excellence. And one of the things that makes you to go into excellence is knowing Christ. knowing Christ. Because when you know Christ, it exposes you to the mind and the spirit of God. It exposes you to the mind and the spirit of God. And that was why the Pharaoh said, what man can we find an excellent spirit like yours, when he was speaking to Joseph? Because Joseph was a man that was filled with the spirit of God. And I want to say tonight, if you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Christ, you want to receive this excellent spirit, you want this excellent spirit to come into you, just bow down your heads as we all bow down our heads and lift up your hands to God. All heads bow, all eyes close. You want to receive this excellent spirit. You want God to come into you and change your life and fill you with an excellent spirit. Bow down your head. Bow down your head and lift up your hands. And as we pray together tonight, the Lord will fill you with this spirit. If you are giving your life to Christ, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ, you can do so by waving your hand to Jesus. You can do so by waving your hand to Jesus. If you can do this, I want to assure you that God is ready to accept you. God is ready to receive you and to give you an excellent spirit. Spirit is ready to receive you. It's ready to accept you. It's ready to give you an excellent spirit. Can you lift up your hands? You are such here tonight. If you are watching us on the internet and you want to do the same, or you have done that, please, can you say after me? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word that I've heard today. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for receiving me. I come unto you and I confess my sin as a sinner, and I ask that you will have your way in me. Forgive me all my sins. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior, and I pray that you will receive me as yours. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you have prayed our prayer, you are born again, and you can reach to us on the email that has been displayed on the screen. God bless you. If you have done that in the house tonight, just wave your hands to Jesus as we all rise up on our feet. Let's rise up on our feet as we begin to thank God for what God has done tonight. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. He's a faithful God. He's a wonderful God. He's an excellent God. He's a marvelous God. Father, we worship you. We give you praises, Lord. Can you thank God for his love and his kindness always? Let's thank him for his love and his kindness. And say, Father, we thank you for your love and for your kindness always. Thank you for your love and for your kindness always. Thank you for your love and for your kindness always. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are going to be praying for the grace and the power for excellent living. You are going to say, Father, grant me the grace for excellent living in the name of Jesus. Father, empower me for excellent living. Empower me to be responsible. Empower me to be diligent. Empower me in the name of Jesus. Give me the grace, O Lord. Give me the grace, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Give me the grace for an excellent spirit. Fill me with an excellent spirit. Fill me with an excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. Cause me to enjoy an excellent spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, some times ago, I was with Lagos Pastor Ope Madiku, and we were talking about the servant of God. And he was telling me how Papa has blessed him. And when I say bless him, I know many of us will be thinking Papa gave him like 10 million. What was the blessing? He said, if there is anyone in his life that he will ever be grateful to God, that God allow him to meet, he said, it's this man of God. And I said, why? He said, because he taught me to be diligent. He taught me to be diligent. He taught me to be diligent. He corrected me, rebuked me, flogged me, fired me, molded me. And I'm here where I am today because I met this man. And I told him one thing. I said, what you have said is very true. But one thing that also helped Papa to be able to help you is because you have a teachable spirit and a correctable spirit. And I told him, I said, remember, you were not the only one that was with him. The time you were with him, you were not the only one. Where are the others? I told him, I said, where are the others? And immediately he started mentioning this person, that person, this person, that person. Can I tell you this? The difference between him and those people is like trekking from here across Sahara Desert to London. The difference is much. Because he submitted himself to correction. And he received the correction. And he received the grace. And you know, many times many of us don't understand what God is taking us through when God connects us to people that will help us to achieve what he wants us to achieve. I tell you, one of the surest ways for you to walk in excellence is to be connected to an excellent person. And we have one in the house. I myself have been a beneficiary of this. My life has greatly improved. And we are going to pray to God tonight, just this one more prayer. You are going to say, Father, connect me to my source of excellence. Distinguish me via this excellence. Connect me to my source of excellence and distinguish me via this excellence in the name of Jesus. Father, connect me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, and distinguish me via the spirit of excellence in the name of Jesus. Distinguish me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Our hands and thank God for the word he has sent to us tonight. the entrance of his word giveth light, he giveth understanding unto the simple. Let's appreciate him, let's give him praise, let's exalt him, let's thank him tonight, let's exalt him, let's give him all the glory, let's worship him. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your word to us tonight. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious mighty name, we have prayed. If you were blessed by that word like I was blessed, let's give God a big, big clap. It's worthy. Can it be louder to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? We will continue in our prayers and our intercessions tonight by praying and saying, oh Lord, make me excellent in kingdom stewardship, in kingdom service. Father, make me excellent in serving you. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and pray. As I serve you in one department or another, as I serve you with my energy, with my finances, with my life, Father, make me excellent. I don't want to live a wasted life. I want to live for you. I want to live for you. I want my life to live for you. I want my life to count for eternity. I want my life to matter here on earth and in life eternal. Father, give me the grace, oh Lord, to be excellent in kingdom stewardship. Empower me for excellence in service. Empower me for consistency in service. Empower me for excellence in stewardship. Empower me for continuous, consistent excellence in kingdom stewardship. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, make me excellent in my career, in my career, in my business, and in my vocation. Make me excellent, oh God. Lift your voice and pray. Father, make me excellent in my career, in my vocation, in my business, in the work of my hands. Father, make me excellent. Father, make me excellent. Father, make me excellent in my career, in my vocation, in every of my assignment. Father, make me excellent in the works of my hand. Empower me to be known for excellence. Let me be known for excellence. Let me be known for excellence in my chosen field, in my chosen career, in my chosen work, in my chosen venture, in the areas of my assignment. Empower me, embrace me, assist me, equip me, give me the grace, give me the power, give me the strength, give me the enablement to be excellent in every area of my assignment, in every area of my vocation. Empower me, embrace me, assist me, equip me, help me to be excellent in all my areas of endeavor, in all my areas of my assignment. Give me the grace, give me the power, give me the grace, give me the strength, give me the power to be excellent in my chosen area, in my chosen field, in my chosen area of assignment. Give me the grace, give me the assignment, give me the grace, give me the power, give me the grace. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I have discovered that there's no area of life that you cannot succeed if you have God with you and you choose to be excellent. There is no field of endeavor of life that you have chosen. If God is with you and you choose to be excellent, you can distinguish yourself. There are successful people in every field of endeavor. There are people that are making mark in every field of endeavor. It depends on what you put into it. I read the story of a man who was taking care of old people, old people's homes. He used to take care of them and all that. And he used to do it so well, so wonderfully well, that one of them, when he was about to die, he did not know that the person did not have children. And the person was a multimillionaire in dollars. And he willed all his money and all his estate to this young man who is like a nursing. He's not even a nurse. He's like a nursing assistant. And willed everything to him. Whereas some other people were working with him, we just treat them as trash. Baba, just die, Jerry. What are you still doing? I beg, die and come out. Whereas somebody was there that was excellent. They are excellent tailors. They are excellent doctors. They are excellent nurses, excellent engineers, excellent teachers, excellent any business, farmers. Any business you are doing, if you are doing it excellently, you will excel. It's not anything you are doing. As long as you do it, God is with you, and you decided to put all the things we have been teaching. We have gone through 9 points now. 9 points now in this series. If you are able to go through all these things, and the ones we will still teach in other teachings, then the sky is just like a stepping stone. You will say, Father, help me to distinguish myself in my field of assignment, in my field of endeavor. Lift your voice and pray, brethren. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Give me the grace to distinguish myself in my field of assignment, in my field of endeavor. Give me the power, give me the strength, give me the ability to distinguish myself in my field of assignment, in my area of calling. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. This is not part of the prayers that we have for tonight, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me now. Listen to this. You don't need to envy anybody in any field. You don't need to envy anybody's assignment. Face your own assignment. Don't look at what somebody else is doing. What is God telling you to do? Do it, and do it for the rest of your life. That's how to be successful. That's what they call excellence. Doing what God tells you to do and doing it permanently and doing it consistently until the best comes out of it. You will say, Father, empower me with the spirit of consistency. Give me the spirit of consistency. Give me the power of consistency. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Brothers, sisters, everybody, lift your voice and pray. Give me the grace for consistency. I refuse to drop off. I refuse to drop off. I refuse to drop off. I will not drop off in my assignment. I will not drop off in my area of assignment. Father, I refuse to drop off. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace for consistency. 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 Continuity. Give me the grace. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You will say, this year, via excellence, I will be elevated and celebrated. Again, you will say, this year, via excellence, media, via excellence, I will be elevated and I will be celebrated. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. This year, are you praying? 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 This year, via excellence, I will be celebrated in my field. I will distinguish myself in my field this year. Via excellence, I will distinguish myself in my field. Father, equip me, assist me, empower me to distinguish myself in my field via excellence. Give me the grace to distinguish myself, to excel in my area of assignment. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, in the name of Jesus, everything I do, it will blossom and it will grow. Everything I do, it will blossom and it will grow. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Everything I do will blossom. It will blossom. It will grow. It will go forward. My business will grow. In my career, we grow. In everything I do, Father, cause me to grow. Help me to grow. Assist me to grow. Give me the grace to grow. Give me that grace. Let my work grow in my hands. Do not let my business die in my hands. Do not let my business die in my hands. Do not let my vocation die in my hands. Do not let my assignment die in my hands. Do not let my work die in my hands. In In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Can you lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke devourers concerning my vocation, concerning my work. I rebuke devourers. I rebuke destroyers. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I rebuke devourers concerning the assignment you have given to me. I reject destroyers. I reject those that want to get me into trouble. Pray, 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 pray. I rebuke devourers. I reject destroyers. I rebuke devourers. I reject destroyers. I rebuke devourers. I reject destroyers. I rebuke devourers. Pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Devourers are not allowed in my life. Devourers are not allowed in my vocation, in my assignment. I reject them totally. I resist them. I say no to them. They cannot have their way in my work. They cannot have their way in my assignment. They cannot have their way in my calling. They cannot have their way in my destiny. No power can destroy the work of my hands. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, I will not fall inside the trap of the wicked for me. The trap the wicked have set for me. Those that set a trap for me, let them fall inside it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I refuse to fall inside the trap that my enemies have set for me. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. I will not fall inside the trap that powers of the environment have set for me. I will not fall inside the trap that satanic wickedness have set for me. Pray, 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 pray. Pray. I will not fall inside the trap that they have set for me. Intenenosi enduanene kolea dasia tadasa rekete gadodo odore de kina nenole andazia repete negededesa ebra bababa rakata bagadash lokra de kete bregedesa ingwanda da rakata nanash lokoto brekeziza leda grada grada yaya elaswa granda kana branos keneniata brakata kata yagadasa. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, power for diligence. Power for diligence. Fall upon me today. Power for diligence. Fall upon me today. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Father, let this power fall upon me today. Father, let this power fall upon me today. The power for diligence. I cannot be tired again. I cannot be weak again. I cannot be tired again. I cannot be weak again. No more tiredness. No more weakness. 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 I cannot be tired. I cannot be weak. I cannot be sick. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, oh Lord, give me a teachable heart and a corruptible spirit. Give me a teachable heart and a correctable mind. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, give me a teachable heart and a correctable spirit. A heart that can be corrected. Make me a person that can be corrected. Make me a person that can be reproved. Make me a person that can receive correction with joy, with gladness. Give me a heart that is correctable. Give me a spirit that is teachable. Give me the grace to be able to receive the teachings in the name of Jesus. Empower me and grace me, assist me. Give me a teachable heart and a teachable spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, via this communion of tonight, bestow the spirit of excellence on me. Bestow that spirit of excellence on me. Lift your voice and pray right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, via this communion of tonight, bestow it upon me tonight. An excellent spirit. Via this communion, make me teachable. Make me teachable. Make me teachable. Make me teachable. Give me an excellent spirit. Give me an excellent spirit. Give me an excellent mind. Give me an excellent mindset. Give me a mind that is excellent. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, via the communion of tonight, flush out sickness from my bloodstream. Flush out weakness from my bloodstream. Everything you have not planted in me, Father, flush them out. Prayers in Jesus' name. Father, everything you have not planted in me, Father, flush them out. Father, flush them out. Father, take them out. Father, flush them out totally. In the name of Jesus, let every sickness go. Let every disease go. Let every weakness go. In the name of Jesus. Father, I receive, oh God, strength and capacity. I receive, oh God, new grace. I receive, oh God, new strength. Strength to pursue the vision you have put in my heart. Strength to do well in my assignment. Strength and capacity to do your work more and more and more. I cannot be tired. I cannot be sick. I cannot be tired. I cannot be sick. I cannot be weak. No disease can stay in my body. Now begin to reject every sickness and disease. I reject infertility. I reject headache. I reject backache. I reject sickness. I reject disease. No more sickness. No more disease. No more sickness. No more disease. No more sickness. No more disease. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.